Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
What's up, Buffalo Fanatics? Josh Allen here. Just wanted to say, go Bills.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen. It's your boy Rico back at it again. It's the Buffalo Fanatics. It's the Rico Report. Welcome. Smash that like as you get into this chat, the room for a big Bills win. We already know how we love our BBWs, and I ain't talking about the other one. I'm talking about these big Bills wins. Folks, listen. If you guys were nervous watching this game, hit that like. If you guys felt some type of nervousness in this game, smash that like. And if you guys enjoy Bills games like this, that kind of have you on the edge of the seat, but then ease your anxiety at the end of the day, smash that like. But boy, this was a good game to at least get over the hump, right? With the game moving at 4 o'clock time slot on a Monday, just completely off. It just feels good to get away with a win. And a lot of folks may have had us winning this game with ease. I'm not even worried about the Bills winning this game. But if they've been following the Bills for as long as we've been following these Bills, if you guys know these Bills, they don't make anything easy. They don't come out here and just whoop ass and leave town, right? They don't just come in and just wax it unless it's the New England Patriots where we just pour it on them. But I'll tell you, man, this was one of those games. Shout out to that Steelers fan. I can't remember his name exactly, but we made a bet. If the Steelers won, I'd have to go and find something yellow. But joke's on him. I don't got none yellow in this house. So hopefully he shows up in the chat. We'll see what it is if he's a man of his word, but it is what it is. But folks, the Steelers, you got to give credit to the Steelers. I mean, jokes all the way aside, you got to give credit to the Steelers because the Steelers came through and they pushed us right to the limit. They pushed us all the way to the limit until we had to really pull something out and an acrobatic yak yards after catch effort by Khalil Shakir to really put the dagger into the Steelers, to really put the nail in the coffin, right? And sometimes you just got to remember who we have, right? Sometimes you got to remember who we have on the squad. When you got number 17 running the show, you always have a chance. You always have an opportunity to put games away. Well, boy, do these Bills know how to make things challenging. They know how to make things tough. And you gotta give credit to where credit's due. These Pittsburgh Steelers fought hard. They're a well-coached team. Mike Tomlin is a guy that it doesn't have any quit in him. I mean, you go 17 seasons without a losing season, that tells you something. You're going up with your backup to the back, your third string, essentially your third string quarterback, right? Mitch Trubisky was your second string. That didn't work out. Kenny Pickett, you know what I'm saying, pretty much lost his job. It's going to be an open season over there in Pittsburgh. And Najee Harris, 6'2", 240, non-effective. Jaylen Warren had a couple good runs here and there, but not effective enough. George Pickens came through and tried to, you know what I mean, galvanize his boys and try to make things. He had some good catches, but just wasn't enough. The Pittsburgh Steelers didn't have enough to really go up against these Bills. And a lot of times we shot ourselves in the foot, folks. We shot ourselves in the foot. And we had some opportunities that didn't go our way. But at the end of the day, what matters is we finished the game. We finished the game and we got out of there with a win, and we keep it pushing. We keep it pushing. So where to begin in this game? And I'll touch on the box score a little later, but it was just good to come out of this game with a win. The big challenge for me, the big uh-oh for me, is the amount of injuries that we sustained today. We sustained far too many key injuries to this game. Terrell Bernard has been such a bright spot on defense. He was such a bright spot in today's win. Crucial tackles, tip balls in the air. He was absolutely crucial. He goes out with an injury and potentially a fractured ankle. My goodness. And the way it happened, it looked like a routine tackle. Slides down, but the way his foot hit that ground, pop. That's it, man. That's it. Broken ankle, fractured ankle, however you want to call it. He's out for the rest of the playoffs. Damn, that one hurt. You got Dorian Williams coming in replacement. You got AJ Klein coming in as replacement. You had Baylen Spector that was having such a solid, first quarter of the season. Excuse me, first quarter of the game. He goes out with a back issue. So now you got backup to backup. You got a linebacker, AJ Klein, that was sitting on this couch just a couple weeks ago. And here he is, a crucial part to this defense. Like, he just never missed a beat. It goes to show you, when coaches have these players and they have an imprint on your scheme, they know your scheme, they know everything about your team, you got to rock out and go get that brother and just plug him in, pretty much plug and play. Boy, we were already down. We were down quite a few players today and lost several more, but we were still able to put up a very good defensive battle, You got to give a big time credit to AJ Klein. AJ Klein just off the freaking couch and he came in and handled business. Shout out to AJ Klein. AJ Klein, excuse me. So let's keep it moving here. What we did today defensively was still impressive, because although we lost some players, we still kept the identity of this defense was to be aggressive, to not give up on anything, keep going at it, and tackling. Tackling was the biggest one, and we did an amazing job on tackling and keeping things in front of us. If you noticed, Najee Harris, less than 40 yards rushing. Jaylen Warren, less than 40 yards rushing. The emphasis was to stop the run game. Do not let them dictate and be physical. The one thing that stood out to me that I needed for these Bills to do today was to be the physical team, the one that is doing the punching, the one that is doing the putting your guy in a headlock and say, I got you. That is what we needed from our Bills defense today and the offensive side of the ball, and we absolutely answered the bell. We absolutely answered the bell, but my goodness, these injuries were crucial today. We lost Terrell Bernard, ankle. We lost Baylen Spector, back. Concussion, potentially. I'm not sure what's going on. I don't even know if it's a concussion or not. But we lost Teron Johnson, right? He had to be escorted off and on the sideline, right? So Christian Benford, we lost him to a potential knee injury. His foot was caught in the turf and kind of twisted in a way. Shout out to my man, the thigh doc, that's going to give us a lot more information either tomorrow or Wednesday. I got to figure it out with the boys on how we do things. But my goodness, was that ever something that stood out? Christian Benford being out. And then here comes Kyer Elam. Kyer Elam comes in. And he had significant snaps. And this is why it's so crucial to have depth at the cornerback position, because this would have been something that we would have suffered terribly if we just didn't have the depth at that cornerback spot. But I got to keep it a buck with you. If you guys follow me on Twitter or X or whatever you want to call it, when Benford just blatantly pass interference yanked on that brother's back, I was like, come on, man. You couldn't even hide that, man. Get this guy off the field. The very next play, Kyer Elam reads the play just fine, turns inside, grabs an interception, swings it. That was a 14-point swing because that's a touchdown. That is an absolute touchdown. Kyer Elam takes that ball away, gives us the opportunity. And what does Josh do? Josh goes down, and I think that's when he ran that for that 52-yard touchdown. Boom. 14-point swing, just like that. I was ready to trash that brother and say, get this guy off the field. What is he doing? Lo and behold, I'm not even noticing that Christian Benford got hurt. And here comes Kyer Elam. Absolutely comes in and makes a crucial game. Listen, that was a game-changing play. Game-changing because they scored. The momentum's not there. We held on to that momentum. So shout out to Kyer Elam that came through. Now, so many things that we could talk about in this matchup. And I want to give a shout out to everybody tuned in. If you guys are into the fantasy and the underdog stuff and looking at who's going to do what, did you guys see Josh Allen running for a 50-yard TD? Did you guys see that? Did you see Khalil Shakir getting a single touchdown in this game? If you are one that is familiar with making these type of wagers and getting in there, listen, underdog fantasy is one of those things that stands in the way. And that helps you. And if you did and you haven't, there's plenty more games for you guys to jump in there. Next week, it's the Kansas City Chiefs versus the Bills. This is your opportunity. Don't let me talk about it. Let my man Pierre talk to you about it. We'll get right back into it.
Underdog Fantasy is the easiest place to play fantasy sports. It's also the fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. In the Pick'em game, you can pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in that week's game for a chance to win big. And as you already know, I'm going Josh Allen higher in yards every single week. So sign up today with promo code BuffaloFanatics and get your first deposit doubled up to $100. Visit UnderdogFantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with promo code BuffaloFanatics to get your first deposit doubled up to $100.
Folks, that is your opportunity. If you didn't get a chance to jump all over that, dude, that would have been your opportunity to cash in heavy on my man Josh Allen. But you know what? Speaking of Josh Allen, this was a big-time performance by Josh Allen. If you guys are paying attention, I want you to come to class for me. And I got one question in this class, and then the class after that is dismissed. What was the biggest point that you took away from this game? What was the biggest thing you took away from this game? Someone please answer, because if you do, I'll give you a big shout out right now. Answer me this question. What was it that Josh did today, or what did you take away from this game that was the big difference? Someone please answer that question for me. Someone raise their hand in class and talk to me, right? Let me see what Harv has to say. Josh was taking care of the football better this time. I want you to give me something. Yes, there it is. Ladies and gentlemen, Coach Reese, you know what I'm saying? AR, let me give y'all some love, baby. Josh Allen, no turnovers. No turnovers. Bro, if we have this Josh Allen for the rest of these freaking playoffs, we can make it to the dance. We can make it to the playoffs, man. Excuse me, we can make it to the Super Bowl. He just can't give the football away. And the fact that when we give these, we continue to keep giving the football to the other squad, you're taking away your own opportunities, Joshua. Too damn good to let that keep happening, bro. And what a beautiful thing it was today. I'm going to tell you right now. I was on the pregame show with my man Rev, and we were talking about bold predictions, and we were talking about hot takes. And I want you guys to listen to this audio, and let's see how accurate we came by getting this. Check this out.
Bold prediction. And it's a prediction that can happen. And we know what happens when he doesn't turn the ball over. Mm-hmm. Success comes Buffalo's way. So do me a favor, Josh Allen. Don't let me. Let's not have to squabble, man. We don't want to squabble. I don't want to squabble with you, bro. Yo, don't turn the ball over. Do not turn the ball over. And that's my bold prediction. Josh Allen.
You know the Steelers, man. Yeah, the Steelers. Sorry to interrupt the recall.
Three touchdowns. All right. I'm going to go the other side of the football. And this is a hot take. Hot take. We do not allow the Pittsburgh Steelers to run for over 100 yards. Bro, I was so close to that prediction.
if not for Mason Rudolph scrambling for 15 yards, bro, we would have had that defense. We would have had that run game under 100 yards today. Yo, that defense was cooking, even with all injuries. No Rasul Douglas. You know what I'm saying? Like, we had every opportunity to just fold and let these guys run all over us. Linval Joseph's addition to the defensive front, Ed Oliver, Naquan Jones coming back from a pectoral injury. What a freaking addition to this defense. We were locked in on defense. We knew the assignment, and we cashed in on the assignment. But furthermore, it was all about Josh Allen. Josh Allen, we all know this. We go as far as Josh Allen takes us. And the fact that Josh was sitting here being smart with the football, going down when he needs to go down. I mean, if he has to take the sack, take the sack, not trying to do the hero ball business. Bro, we had these boys cooking today. Shout out to Josh. Shout out to this offense. Y'all held it down. It took some time for us to get kind of going again in the second half because it was a little slow. I mean, shout out to Pittsburgh coach Tomlin for making adjustments. He made some adjustments on his side, slowed us down a little bit. They made some stops, but you know what? You can't stop a bull. You can't stop a buffalo. When the buffalo's charging at you, bro, it's a wrap, man. There's only so much you can do. You can only take so much, and then it's over, and the floodgates open, and here comes Josh Allen, and he puts the nail in the coffin, and it's a wrap. But a big shout-out to Josh. It's the biggest thing is we do not turn the ball over, and when we don't turn the ball over, you give us every opportunity to win this game. Pittsburgh fought hard, man. They really did. They fought freaking hard. And we came through and we prevailed. But those injuries, man, Sam Martin blowing a tire as he's trying to come back. You know what I mean? Listen, you can't be as young as Sam Martin blowing a tire like that. You're right. That's me. That should be me. That's Kevin Hart. Kevin Hart tried to run 100 yards and boy tore both his abductors or something like that. Like, you can't do that. He was wheelchair bound. Wheelchair bound. You can't have that, my guy. But here we are, Sam Martin. Terry, you mean, pulls a hammy. So he might, who knows what his status is for next week. Hopefully some good rehab that gets him going. We may have to get on the horn and start making some phone calls. You already know what I'm talking about. Well, I'll get into that in just a moment. But overall, what would you grade this Bills performance today? What do you grade? To me right now, I'm looking at a B minus. A B minus. A is the turnovers is what we escaped. We escaped turning the football over, which is wonderful. We ran the ball the way we wanted to run the ball. This was the James Cook show. 18 carries for 79 yards, 4 yards a pop, 4.5 yards a pop, 12 yards. It was as light as he is. And I'm looking at the grades and I see what everybody's grading the team. Awesome. Awesome to see it. I see A minus. I see B plus. Love it. C plus. So at the end of the day, folks, what needed to be done was done. And let's talk about the key things here. The Bills fight. They fight valiantly hard to not only get into the playoffs, but they win the division. That wasn't even supposed to happen. We had, what, less than a 5% chance for even that to happen at one point. So here we are, the number two seed. Now we're facing a team that has nothing to lose. They pretty much backed into the playoffs because of some circumstances. At least with us, we had to win out for us to get to where we needed. We had to win the game and call it a day. These boys needed help all over the place. They backed into the playoffs, but they've been playing better as of late. So when a team has nothing to lose, sometimes they're the most dangerous. So the Bills are facing a team that has nothing to lose. And we sitting here trying to still find our way and find our footing to get these things cracking here. And they fought hard. They fought hard. Mason Rudolph, they should have made that switch a long time ago to Mason Rudolph. 229, 2 touchdowns, interception. But at the same time, at the end of the day, folks, once you hit the playoffs, like I've been telling you, you hit the playoffs, it don't matter. Crumple that paper up. It looks good on paper. But what happens with paper? You crumple that up. When you're done with it, you toss that. And once you get into the playoffs, toss all that on paper nonsense. It's about who's the toughest, who plays the toughest, who gives the most effort, and who's the most physical. And today, this was a physical game. You saw. Listen, that hit that hit from Dorian Williams on Allen Robinson was toughness. If you that was square up, hit, smack, and my man went down and never got back up. He's a little woozy. Dorian Williams comes and packs a punch, which makes me wonder, like, why have we not been getting this guy out on the field more often? I don't get it, man. I got a comment coming from my man Super Lancer says, "Yo, Rico, call it now. Bills Lions Super Bowl. Could you imagine? Or is it going to be the Bills Packers Super Bowl? Who knows, man? Who knows? But going up against a team that has nothing to lose is so much tougher. It is tough because now they're throwing everything at you. Like, we don't got nothing to lose. Let's go. You know what I'm saying? And you're having to, A, protect your turf, protect your home turf, and you want to try to get the win and go up against the Kansas City Chiefs. I don't know about y'all, man. I'm getting sick and tired of playing the Kansas City Chiefs. I'm getting sick and tired of playing the Kansas City Chiefs, man. Here we go again, going up against LeJarius Sneed, Nick Bolton. Golly, man. But this is it. Four games, three more to go. Four games all in, and you got three more games to go. And it's going to get tougher, and it's going to get tougher, and it's going to get tougher. And right now, we host the Kansas City Chiefs. Folks, it's always been us having to go to Kansas City, right? I feel like it's always us playing Kansas City. Now Kansas City has to come to our home. Can we get it done? We got some adversity now. We have some things that are playing against us, but I will tell you right now, Gabe Davis, was he missed today? I would say yes, he was. Because we didn't really have that deep threat today, right? But you got to give him credit. By the way, Mike Tomlin walked out of his presser. Damn. I guess he's that pissed off. I don't know what's going on. Somebody asked him a question that was overboard or what? Weird. But I'll tell you right now, man, Jeremy Bennett says, "Eureka, we are going up against them with a new running game, though." We're going up against them with, absolutely, I get that part, but we are banged up. This Kansas City Chiefs team, that defense is legit. And they're not as banged up as we are. So once again, it's going to come down to my quarterback versus your quarterback and who makes plays. That's what it's going to come down to. But we have a whole week to dive into what needs to happen and how we're going to go up against these Kansas City Chiefs. But before I can even continue, I want to give a shout out to all Bills fans today that were at that damn stadium. Seats covered in snow. You don't know where you're sitting. Apparently, first time in NFL history, they said, sit where you want. Free for all. Y'all can go and sit at front. You can sit back. You can sit on the 50-yard line. First come, first serve. And you know what? There was no beef. There was no fighting. It seems like everybody was, you know what I mean? Polite as they should be. And no squabbles. Everything worked out. So shout out to the Bills. Shout out to everybody that was able to watch the game and witness a great game today. Salute to y'all, man. So let's slide over onto the defense side of the ball first. All right? Credit to Sean McDermott. Give credit to Sean McDermott. Sean McDermott kept his foot on the pedal, kept the pressure, kept it rolling, didn't stop, right? AJ Klein today came in off the street. Off the street, didn't even start today. Led the team with 11 tackles, 7 of them solo, all right? You got to give it up for AJ Klein, man. You got to give it up for AJ Klein. Give that up for old man Klein. Old man Klein, AJ Klein came through and handled himself accordingly. Here's the crazy part. Dorian Williams came through with 8 total tackles himself with 1 tackle for a loss. Why hasn't this brother been on the field more often? Why hasn't he been on the field more often? I don't get it. You drafted him in the 3rd round. Is he slow? Like, well, I don't get it. What he gave us today was something that we could really enjoy for this upcoming game. He comes with physicality. He will knock the snot out of you. You saw what he did. Allen Robinson caught it, just a simple button route. Turned around. My man Dorian Williams is right there, just jacked up and ready to go. Physicality, man. And we're going to need all the physicality going up against these Kansas City Chiefs next week. But kudos to the two leading tacklers in A.J. Klein and Dorian Williams, the two backup linebackers. It'll be interesting what happens next week because obviously we get potentially Tyrell Dotson back. Will he need more time? A.J. Klein and Dorian Williams being on the field, will it give them enough time to kind of to give Tyrell Dotson more time to heal, or is it all in or not? We need everybody hands on deck for this upcoming game against the Kansas City Chiefs. We'll see how Coach McDermott and Brandon Bean play this out. Kyer Elam comes in with 5 tackles, 1 solo, and a pass deflection and an interception. And I would say a game-changing interception. Because that was a 14-point swing, what Kyer Elam was able to give us today. Kyer Elam coming in with that interception. And think about this, though. Think about this. You're drafted in the first round. You're drafted in the first round by the Bills. You get some playing time your rookie season. You have some moments. You have interceptions. But there seems to be something that just is off. Confidence is off. And I think the main thing about this brother is confidence. Then you start seeing that he's a healthy scratch. He's inactive. Now he's being called a bust. Like, you've been named everything under the book, including from people like myself that are extra critical. He goes on IR. He heals himself up. I think it was an ankle injury. Comes back on the inactive list again. He's back on the list, but inactive. Now he's called upon to step onto the field, but potentially not play. Christian Benford gets out. He's hurt. You either fold, you step up to the game and prove yourself. And Kyer Elam did absolutely that today. He could have easily said, all right, after that pass interference, golly, I'm back to my same nonsense. I'm going to fold. I'm going to piss down my leg and call it a day. He's like, nah, bro, I got to keep fighting. Let me keep digging. And that he did, that interception that he came in and read that, cut it inside, took that thing, swings the game completely. Salute to Kyer Elam. Maybe this is what you build on. You build off of that. Former first-round draft pick, maybe he comes into it and says, this is why you guys drafted me. Who knows? Sometimes time off is what aids these players in the long run. Just time to learn. I mean, look, I know it's a different position, but Aaron Rodgers had time to sit behind Brett Favre, the great Brett Favre. You had Jordan Love having to sit behind the great Aaron Rodgers. And Jordan Love just took down the big, bad Dallas Cowboys. Sometimes time off and time to observe and soak in and really challenge yourself is sometimes the best things that happen to us. And Kyer Elam coming in and handling himself and doing what he's supposed to do, love every bit of it. Shout out and salute to Kyer Elam. You did your damn thing, boy. So now it's about following up. It's about following up. Can you continue that trend? That's what it comes down to at the end of the day. But this defense, depleted with injuries, Jordan Poyer, a little older in the tooth, 6 tackles, 4 solo. You had Micah Hyde banged up. If you guys noticed it, he kind of came up a little limping, but he stayed in the game, knowing that we were falling apart and just everybody just dropping like flies. This was a well-coached McDermott defense. They understood the assignment. They stuck to the assignment, and they pushed through. They absolutely pushed through and handled business. Salute to each and every one of these guys on defense, man. They really earned this one. My man Spud says, damn straight, I saw that catch by Pickens. It was like, golly. Listen, man, that catch by Pickens, the ball was pretty much off target. Pickens turned around and snagged that thing right in front of Cam Lewis. Credit. You got to give credit. Credit to where credit is due. You got to. So, defensively, we came in and we stepped up and looked and we stepped up to the belt. We didn't have many sacks today. We had one sack today, and that was by Greg Rousseau. That was a great sack and threw him back, kind of set the tone up, put him back at 30-17. But I expected to be on that quarterback a lot more today. There was quite a bit of celebration. There was quite a bit of pressure, but just not enough getting home and bringing him down. But at the end of the day, what it comes down to is great team effort defensively. We came in, knew the assignment, and we executed, even with guys that are out. So crossing our fingers, hoping that these were precautionary. Hey, sit out. We got this. You don't even got to come back in the game. You'll be all right. Teron Johnson. We need every bit of Teron Johnson. Because right now, I'll tell you right now, 70% of the targets thrown in that Kansas City game against Miami Dolphins, 70% were to Rashee Rice and Travis Kelce. Those are your two guys. Those are the two guys that we're going to have to defend and do our very best part to take away. But shout out to this whole defense. McDermott had these boys prepared and ready to go. This defense came through. And you know what? Let's go to special teams. Let's talk about special teams. Sam Martin. Another solid, gritty performance by Sam Martin. He had three punts today, and two of them were inside the 20. Averaging 48 yards a punt with a bummed hamstring. Give it to him. Give that credit to him. On the other flip side, Tyler Bass. What do you make of Tyler Bass? This year, Tyler Bass has not been the Tyler Bass that we're accustomed to, that we've been accustomed to. This year, he's been a bit off, if you will. I mean, I'm looking at his statistics this year. He's an 82% for the season, 82% field goal. He was 28th, ranked 28th in the league at 82%. He's 15th with 98% extra point. His longest field goal this year was 54 yards. That's tied for 23rd in the league. And he had 121 points. You'd want him to redeem himself. But today was not his best day. First of all, not his fault on the first kick. I would not have taken that field goal. If I'm coach, that's my blunder for the coach today, was having him kick that field goal at 49 yards. And I know the wind was on it, but we could have punted him. The way that score, the score of the game, the way the momentum was going, yo, hit them, kick them back, and we'll just play some good defense. But that block punt set them up to score. That essentially turned into a score for them, that block field goal. So, like, I'm not going to put it on Tyler Bass for that one because I wouldn't have hit that field goal. I don't know about you guys. Would you have gone for that field goal? Because we're up 21-0. That would have put us up at 24-0. Demoralizing, yes, right before the half. But, I mean, I would have been okay defensively stopping them on a defense because the defense was playing very well. Here comes the block freaking field goal. Now I'm sitting here going, okay, he missed it. No big deal. It got blocked. They score. All right, this is the NFL. Things are going to happen. Things are happening. See, some people feel that the field goal was the correct call. At the time, I liked it. But then I was like, but I questioned it too. My question was like, well, do we need that field goal right now? I mean, it'd be nice to go up 24-0, but like we're dominating so far. So just punt it and we'll just continue to do what we do. So I was a little torn with that. Walter says, I would have went for it. That was an insane block. I never seen a block travel that far backwards. That was pretty crazy, actually. I'm not gonna lie. That thing went backwards and gave them freaking great field position. I was like, what the heck? It is what it is at this point. I questioned it. I wasn't sure. Then we missed it. I was like, did we need it? But any time that you can get points on the board, take the points on the board. But that's also, that was like a 49-yard field goal, almost a 50-yard field goal. always tough to hit one of those field goals. Now, here comes Tyler Bass again to really put the nail in the coffin, put the dirt on the coffin, bury that thing. You're gone. You're done. Just chip shot. What was it, like a 45-yarder? No, he hit that 45-yarder. I think it was like a 39-yarder. This is for you to just put it away, big guy. And he absolutely shanks it left. Shanks it left. And it wasn't the hold. The hold was proper. Everything was fine. He just shanks it left. We're like, what? That really stood out. That stood out to me. It really did. I was like, oh, we watching you now. We watch you, Tyler Bass. We watch you. Salute to my man, Engravens. What's up, bro? Congrats, my guy. I thought y'all would have won by 4, not 14. But a W, especially in the playoffs, is a W. Congrats to y'all. Hey, man, we talked about it. You said they hang around. What these Pittsburgh Steelers like to do is hang around. And boy, did they hang around. And it made me uncomfortable. I'm going to tell you, three, almost four quarters in, I was uncomfortable the whole time. Even though we were up 21-0, I was like, I don't care. 21-0 means nothing to me. I needed to be like 40-0. Then we talk 27-0, up three scores, four scores. I'm good with that. Three scores, one score. Now it's down to two scores after they score. It was tight. But you did say it. They hang around. They find ways to hang around and try to make big plays. But you know what? We nullified those big plays by putting our own big plays. So salute to my man, Engravens. Y'all got the Houston Texans now. Woo-hoo-hoo. I'm just saying, CJ Stroud, that team is hot right now. And you guys, I know you don't feel you're going to walk right through them. I know you don't. But that is going to be a game. My goodness. Good luck to y'all, man. Good luck to y'all. So, back to the regular schedule program. Tyler Bass, yo, we need more from you, bro. We need you to be better, man. Because there's going to come a time next week where we need you to come in and take down the Kansas City Chiefs for us. And we're going to need that damn field goal for the win. You better put that garbage behind you that you did today with that last kick especially and get it together. Get it all together. So, defense, special teams, for the most part, there was no need for big-time returns today. But I did like seeing Deontay Hardy with that reception for 31 yards. Loved it. Which brings me right back to, we're going to keep on the defense because of what we did today. Mason Rudolph threw for 229 yards, but we kept this team to 106 yards rushing. 106 yards rushing. Jaylen Warren, 8 carries for 38 yards. Najee Harris, 12 carries for 37 yards. We kept these boys under 3 yards a pop for Najee Harris. He had 3.1. Then 4.8 yards a pop for Jaylen Warren. He had a long run of 12 yards. That is damn good for this defense that was depleted. We came through and stifled that offense. They needed to lean on Mason Rudolph. But Mason Rudolph is Mason Rudolph. And no disrespect to him, but you ain't Josh Allen. You're not Joe Burrow. You know what I'm saying? You're not Pat Mahomes. You're not that guy. So they would have needed way more from you. And it's not going to happen. Rico, you missed a super chat from Chandler. No, I got all the super chats. I got them all saved on the side. I'm going to go back and see the super chats in a bit. Chandler, I'm not going to miss your super chat, brother. I'll go back to it. But defense really came through, man. It took a Calvin Austin touchdown and a Deontay Johnson. I mean, listen, they fought. They fought really hard, but we kept these guys at bay. We kept these guys at bay to 17 points. And if I'm keeping a team to 17 points, we're winning this game. With the offense that we have, the offense that the Bills have, I'm keeping you to 17 points. Oh, no, we got this. We got this win. There's no question about it. We got this win. And by the way, the Bucs are up 10-0. I told you, I called my upset special Bucs over Eagles. I'm telling you, it's early, but I'm calling the Bucs over the Eagles, man. The Eagles, something's up with the Eagles. Something's up with the Eagles. And as soon as these Eagles lose to the Bucs, Bill Belichick's going to be an Eagles coach. That's my prediction, man. He's just waiting. He's just waiting. Howard Roseman don't play. Yo, Sirianni, good day to you, sir. I'm bringing in my guy, Bill Belichick. Ooh, wouldn't that be something? Bill Belichick to the Eagles? Damn. The guy that doesn't smile, that'd be perfect for Philly. That'd be perfect for Philly. But defense for the Bills, man. Their leading receiver was Pat Freiermuth with 76 yards. He had a big 33-yard reception. He fumbled. That should have been a freaking fumble, and we should have got that. I know some of the people want the Pittsburgh Steelers fans are saying, oh, there was some missed calls. Bro, that was a fumble from Pat Freiermuth. We recovered it in bounds, and it should have went the other way. The refs bailed you guys out on that one. The refs absolutely bailed you guys out on that one. But neither here nor there, because we won the game. That's all that matters at this point. But leading receivers for these guys were Pat Freiermuth and George Pickens. George Pickens had 5 receptions for 50 yards, and Deontay Johnson 4 for 48. Other than that, pedestrian numbers all over the place. Pedestrian numbers. My man Andrew Valdez says, yo, Rico, my brother, the Kansas City Chiefs are not the same. They totally suck. Yes, they beat Miami, but are frauds, just like the Cowboys. Nope, I disagree, sir. They're in playoff mode right now. They're in playoff mode. And that defense is a damn good defense. Don't kid yourself. Don't kid yourself. Don't let that shit fool you all offseason, bro. When they make the playoffs, you got Andy Reid. You got Pat Mahomes. You got Travis Kelce. Pacheco's running really hard. Don't fool yourself, bro. Don't fool yourself. Don't do it to yourself now. Minkah Fitzpatrick, 10 tackles. Eric Rowe, I mean, the rest is history. Cam Hayward, obviously, he's a big time player. He had a big game himself. But we came out of this game. We won this game. Shout out to this team. Now let's move over to the offense side of the ball. Led by our guy, Josh Allen. This guy right here, Josh Allen, special. Special. All right? Joshy boy. 21 for 30. 203 yards, 6 yards a pop, just shy of 7 yards a pop. 3 total touchdowns. 0 interceptions. That's the biggest thing. 0 interceptions. I'm telling you, Josh is a different cat when he's not throwing the damn ball away and giving these guys opportunity. Giving these guys opportunities, man. No picks is sexy as ever. Sexy as ever for this guy. You throw for 203 yards, 3 touchdown passes. That's efficiency to me. Took 2 sacks today. The least sacked quarter rating of a 121.9. I'll take that all day. Salute to Josh Allen because he was that dude. Here's the thing with Josh today. Josh knows what's at stake. Josh knows he's been giving the ball away. Josh also knows that he's tied or leads the league or led the league with 18 interceptions. 18 interceptions when you look at it. That's effing wild. That's wild, bro. Too much. All right? Like 14 interceptions. All right, we were good with that. 18, though? Bro, you can't be doing that. We can't be doing that. So the fact of the matter is this. You had Josh Allen with 3 touchdowns today. He had, that's a lie. 4 touchdowns today. He had 3 passing touchdowns. I forgot about the epic reception by Khalil Shakir that put the dagger in the game. So 4 touchdown passes today. 4 total touchdowns. 3 of them passing. How do you deny this man the MVP? How do you deny it? I know we're in the playoffs right now, and I'm sure of it. This is just my assumption, right? My strong assumption. They don't give out the MVP, and I think they wait for the first week of playoffs. They wait for the first week of playoffs to confirm what they know, right? It's like going to the combine, right? You go to the combine, you see what this player has done in the combine, and then you go back to the film. Does it align? Does it align what I saw? Does everything align with what I saw in the combine? And I go back to the film. Yeah, it aligns. I like what I see. Josh Allen is that dude. What he did in the regular season, does it align when he takes it to the playoffs? Or is he a fraud like Dak Prescott? Let's find out. Shit. 200 yards, 3 touchdown passes, 1 rushing touchdown for 52 yards, and wins the game. MVP. Stop playing with us, man. Just give this brother the MVP and call it a day. Let's move on with it. How do you not give it to him? Come on now. This guy was sensational today. Sensational today. And we want this to continue. And now that we got rid of the playing down to the competition, is up from here. Because now you're going up against the Kansas City Chiefs. Take down the Kansas City Chiefs. 2 more games away from the whole thing. So 1 game down, 3 games to go. And if this guy's leading the way, we always have a chance. We always have a chance. Not only did this brother throw for 200 yards and 3 touchdown passes today, this guy had 8 carries for 74 yards with a touchdown on that 52-yarder. Now, I'm reading on social media, on Twitter, was that a slide? Was Josh Allen fake sliding and then gets back up to get going again? First of all, don't disrespect Josh Allen like that. Josh Allen.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Ain't gonna fake shit on you. He will run your ass over, he will run by your ass, or he will jump over your ass. You take your pick. I can run by you, run over you, or jump over you. Whichever you want, I'm going to give you. But there ain't no way I'm fake sliding. What am I, Kenny Pickett? Get out of here with that. Josh being accused, or not even accused, but some folks, oh, was he trying to, no way. It's a stutter step. Get your shoulders down and keep going. 52 yards. And let me tell you, I'm waiting for the next gen stat to tell me how fast Josh Allen was able to roll. Something tells me he was just under 19 miles an hour running. Maybe he got up to 20. I doubt it. But boy was rolling. Josh Allen was absolutely rolling. And I can understand why Cater Kahoo made a business decision. Because when you have 6'5", 240 running your way at full speed, Ole, take that. Sometimes you got to remind mother effers to know who we have. Josh Allen is that dude, and he had a sensational game, and that's the type of game that you want to build on and build upon so you take it into the next. So shout out to my man, Josh Allen. No doubt about it. Let's move on. We're going to stay on the offensive side of the ball, and we're going to talk about my guy, Stephon Diggs. Everyone knows Stephon has had a rough little bit. He's had a rough little bit, and he's been trying to work through whatever it is mentally with. I don't know what it is, but I'll tell you this right now. Today, we had the type of performance that we can count on from Stephon Diggs, and he had crucial catches. He had Josh running to the right. Josh is buying time, waiting, hits a very covered Stephon Diggs. But Stephon Diggs got hands of gold. He's going to come down with that and help his team out. And that is exactly what he did. Stephon Diggs today led the team with 7 receptions for 52 yards, 7.4 yards a pop on 9 targets. If Gabe Davis is feeling much better, this opens up the game tremendously. Trent Sherfield had an opportunity to make a name for himself today. It wasn't the case. Not that it's not good enough. It's just it wasn't the case. It wasn't that type of game for Mr. Trent Sherfield. I don't think Trent Sherfield even made it onto the score sheet. He did not. So we will welcome back Mr. Gabe Davis. But this is not about Gabe Davis. Not about anybody else. It's about Stephon Diggs starting to kind of get warmed up again. We got a bit of a scare today when he got hit. I think he got the wind knocked out of him. But came back in and was a trooper and made some crucial catches down the way. Nine targets, seven receptions for Stephon Diggs. Let's keep it up. I love Stephon Diggs. I'm always love that brother, man. And we got big things coming our way. So, folks, you're looking at this game and you're seeing all these things that play out. You're seeing all these things that you wanted to happen. I go to the chat and I ask you guys, what takeaways? Give me one takeaway that you took from this game that you would say, you know what? This is what stood out for me. This is what stood out. I'm giving you guys, I want you to hashtag five takeaways or hashtag takeaway. And then give me your takeaway. I'm gonna give you one right now. The one takeaway is how this team could be so dangerous when we don't turn the ball over. Look at us, man. You don't turn the ball over. We're sitting here with 31 points on the board. We're depleted on defense. We still were able to keep these guys to 17 points. Turnovers, man. We don't turn the ball over. This team is a different team. What takeaways did you take from this game? Show me those hashtags. Let me know. I got Mark Aguilar. Takeaway, Shakir is better than Davis. Hey. Let me tell you something. You are not the only person that feels this way. There are those that are calling for Khalil Shakir to take over as the number two receiver. I'm going to tell you right now, it will happen, but not yet. Right now, what you're witnessing right now from Khalil Shakir is him building. He is currently building his resume and building to have a top-notch season next year. Next year, I'm going to tell you this right now. It's going to be Diggs and Khalil and whatever rookie we bring in on top of what we have already with Dawson Knox and Dalton Kincaid. But Khalil Shakir is building his resume right this second. And we're seeing it build. We're seeing it right before our eyes. That play today, you guys got to understand, that play today was something else. I'm going to see if I can try to find that, because even when you watch it again, you sit there and you're like, holy crow, that was incredible. That was absolutely incredible what we were able to see. Because what looked like a brother that was down and out, right? Down and out, gets back up and keeps fighting and keeps everything in front of him. And you can't go wrong with that. You absolutely can't go wrong with that. And I'm gonna show you guys this play again so you guys can kind of have an idea of what we're talking about here. Because this was absolutely let me share my page with you, because watching it again, and I want to watch it with y'all, because absolutely unbelievable. I'm not gonna cap, man. This thing was I'm like, get in there. If you're a fan, you know exactly what it is, man. You know what time it is. You ain't got to talk about it. You just know. Take a look at our guy, Khalil Shakir, on this play. Honest to goodness, man.
Second and nine. Plus the middle. Sherfield was knocked out of Shakir. Knocked down inside the 10. Oh, what an effort.
That move he put on 38. Dip, dip. That move he put on 38. Was something else. I'm going to come back to the takeaways. But if you go back and you watch that, let's watch that thing together again. That move on 38.
Second and nine.
Watch number 38.
Across the middle. Sherfield was knocked out of Shakir. Knocked down inside the 10. Oh, what an effort. The play of the night. Second and nine. Across the middle. Sherfield was knocked out of Shakir.
that move he put on 38, he went outside, inside, back outside again. Stole that brother's ankles. Stole them. He's got them in his backpack right now. He's like, no, you don't get them things back. You don't get them things back. I'm keeping them. I'm putting them on the mantle because those are mine now. Ooh, nasty. Folks, these are the players that these young players that you draft, you develop them. This is what you want to see as these games progress. You want to see the guys like Khalil Shakir. You want to see the guys like Dalton Kincaid. You want to see the guys like Dorian Williams showing up and showing you, y'all drafted me for a reason. Let me show you why y'all drafted me. Right? Even my man, Kyir Elam, making plays. Those are the things that you want to see. But this is the major takeaway from this, right? So that one takeaway, obviously, I gave you my one takeaway. And I'm going and reading your takeaways now, by the way. Takeaway, a much more dynamic offense with a running game. You damn right. That's a great takeaway. Right? This offense is potent. Why? Because we're setting them up with the run game. That's a great takeaway. And that's going to be one of mine that I'm going to use. The run game. We absolutely have a run game. We kind of have one. No. We have a run game. And I'm not even counting Josh Allen. Josh Allen just is the cherry on top because if we need something, we're going to get it. The fact that we have now a solidified run game makes us that much scary of a team. Now you can't just say, we're going to stop that running. You're going to have to throw the football or we're going to take away this. We're going to play zone. You can't throw it and you're going to have to run that football. We can and we will. So watch what you ask for. Watch out for what you ask for. Here's another takeaway. I love the fact that our coach, Sean McDermott, remains aggressive. He remains aggressive. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. He's not wavered. He hasn't changed it. I said in the pregame, right? If I met my wife out at the bar and she met me two-stepping, and I'm two-stepping, she loves my two-step, and I got that nice bounce with that two-step. I kind of put some flavor on that. And then she takes me to go to a friend's party. And I'm doing the waltz. She's going to be like, what the hell happened to the two-step? Two-step is how I met you. And that's what made me fall in love with you. But now you're doing the waltz? Boy, you better get out of here with that. So McDermott, staying aggressive. He's not staying passive and saying, oh, we're going to stay passive. And we're going, no. We're going to get after your ass. And McDermott not playing no games. He's found a formula that's working right now. That's one big takeaway I'm taking from this is massive. Love every bit of it. Love that. So first, turnovers. Notice how our team plays extremely well. We've got no turnovers. Love it. We've established ourselves a run game. We got ourselves a run game. And it's not like, oh, it's a fluke run game. No. We got ourselves a run game. That's a fact. And it's a fact by telling you that we got a Pro Bowl running back. How about that? You feel me? Number three, we just talked about it, right? McDermott staying aggressive. Staying aggressive is staying with it. You got to love it. You got to love it. I'm looking for other, I'm going to let you guys choose the next hashtag. If what takeaway, what stood out for you for takeaways? If you have one, this is your chance to kind of jump in and let me know. Buffalo Kick says, yo, takeaway defense is truly next man up. Good performance, no matter who plays. Defensive depth. How lovely is it to have defensive depth? Not just in the front, defensive front. Not just in the defensive backfield with Kyir Elam jumping in. Cam Lewis jumping in. But now you got defensive depth at linebacker, Baylen Specter. You got Dorian Williams. You got AJ Klein coming off the bench. Great defensive depth off this team. Salute to that. Salute to that. I'm going to let one of you guys take another one here. Takeaway, we have playoff mode now. We are in playoff mode. Nobody's playing games, man. McDermott has turned a page. Conservative is gone. And I don't think he wants to turn back to it. He's always been known in his career as an aggressive coach. He ain't trying to turn back. He ain't trying to turn back. Let's keep it pushing. I mean, F this refs, man. You can't stop greatness. If greatness is coming your way, you can't stop it. Get out the way. Get out the way. I hate to say it, but Taylor Swift, you going down. Girl, listen, you got me saying girl. Girl, But either way, and my last takeaway is this, man. Here's my last takeaway. My last takeaway in this whole situation is the fact that there's fight. You can just tell that this fight, they ain't trying to, they've been there before. Today showed me that there was like no panic. Although we as fans, we panic because we're like, oh crap, here we go. But these guys have been there. They know they have to fight from being 6-6 to fight to where they're at right now. There ain't no panic. They know what's at stake. They know what's important and they're ready to get after it. So shout out to them. Shout out to this team, man. Big time takeaways from that squad. Got to give it to them. So when I'm looking at this team altogether, these boys offensively, we haven't even really hit our stride yet. I'm going to be real with you. We haven't really hit our stride yet. Wait till we hit our stride where we're the team that we're supposed to be. Bro, we're going to be dangerous. We're going to be dangerous. And we're not even there yet. We're not even there yet. So when I'm looking at how we were able to win this game today, because there were crucial things that stood out today that got us this win, right? First and foremost, I'm looking at the statistics of today, right? Third down efficiency, we went 5-for-12, right? So we're shy of obviously where we normally are. We're usually on the 50% mark. We're definitely under the 50% mark, but not bad, right? Went 1-for-1 on fourth down. Shout out. How about you? How about that fourth down tush push where Reggie Gilliam comes in and absolutely lifts up Josh Allen as Josh Allen dives and jumps, pushes Josh Allen way up and gets him the first down. That was a crucial first down that we needed coming out of the half. We absolutely needed that. Shout out to the squad for doing that. 368 yards total offense today. One thing that stood out to me was huge. Obviously, the turnovers was the big difference. The big difference. We went 2-for-3 in the red zone. So did the Pittsburgh Steelers, which was disheartening. But the biggest thing, two things that stood up. Three things. I'll just put them all together. A, turnovers. No turnovers. Always love it. When you don't turn the ball over, you're always going to have me on your side. I'm always going to fight for that. You got to love not having the turnovers. That's number one. All right? No turnovers. One. Number two, did you see how many penalties we had today? Did you guys see how many penalties we had today? 2-for-24. Two penalties today. I think that's the least amount of penalties we've had all year. Two penalties for 24 yards all day. Love it. You're telling me that you know what's at stake. You knew how the discipline. We're going to keep it pushing. Love the fact that we had very little penalties. Last but not least, time of possession. You see, when you have the ball for 4 minutes, and you, at the end of the day, and you're crunching times, you're killing time, you're getting first down after first down after first down because you're able to run the football. Back in the day, the Bills weren't able to ever do that. Ask me a time when the Bills were able to sit there and go, we're going to kill the clock and keep punching it. No, it doesn't work that way, man. We've always been like, I wish we had a running back that could. Now we do. Ty Johnson has been great for this team. Latavius Murray, same. The fact that Josh Allen is able to do the same thing, absolutely. That RPO where he fakes the handoff and then jumps in behind Ty Johnson and gets the first down, those are lovely design plays. Shout out to Joe Brady for that. You got to love it. And the last one is time of possession. Time of possession, 33 minutes to their 26. So let's recap. Time of possession, penalties, minimal. Two penalties and donut, zero turnovers. Bro. Give it to him. That's what you want. That is exactly what you want, and that's exactly what we got from this squad. Salute to the whole team effort of winning this game. You can't ever go wrong with that. Now, where we needed to improve, third downs, man. We got to be better on third downs. Third downs, we just weren't as efficient. 5-for-12 on third downs. That ain't going to cut it. That ain't going to cut it. So we can definitely be better when it comes to that part right there. So, let me jump in on some super chats because I know I don't want you guys thinking that I'm going to forget about y'all on super chats. Can't do that. You know I won't. Signified knows. What's going on with Signified? Defenses were dropping like flies, and it's a short week. The athletic trainer staff need to be fired this millisecond after we raise the Lombardi. Listen, man, shit happens, man. Don't forget, man, it is cold. It was cold today. Your muscles are bound to do some things where in warm weather, it's not. In warm weather, your muscles are nice and stretched out and you're good to go. Like, blame that hammy pull from Sam Martin on the cold. If he's warmed up the way he's supposed to be warmed up, bro, he ain't pulling that. So, I mean, to talk about fire the whole thing, nah, bro. It just things that happen. So hopefully these are minor injuries. Like Teron Johnson, I hope it's minor. Christian Benford, I really hope it's minor. Right? There's a whole thing. Connor McGovern, I hope it's minor. We had to get David Andrews in there to help us out. So was it David Edwards? David Edwards had to come in and help us out because of Connor McGovern. The whole year we've been healthy. So we'll see. Hopefully it's not as bad as we think. Salute to Jeremy Webb for that super chat as well. Super Lancer. Bills Mafia in Windsor, Ontario. What's up to my salute to my fellow Canadian, man? What a freaking game, man. Got a lot of things to clean up though. Time for Mahomes to travel. It's about damn time. Go Bills. Absolutely damn right. Go Bills. Ray Ramirez. What's up, Ray? McDermott is Gandalf working this D with mad injuries. I think I've heard Gandalf. Is that from what's that trilogy? Lord of the Rings? Is Gandalf from Lord of the Rings? Because I don't know. I've heard that name before. If I'm wrong, don't come for me. I'm not into those the wizard stuff, but it is what it is. What's up, Musk Kid? Oh, Music Kid. Music Kid comes in and gives a super chat. Salute to the super chat, my G. I appreciate that very much. Josh played smart, had to punt a couple times, but that's just it. Punt, not pick. Absolutely, man. Sometimes it's okay for your squad to punt it. None of this, oh, it's just a puntception. I don't want no damn puntception, okay? I don't want it because the momentum, it gives them momentum. I'd rather punt it and call it a day. So salute to my man Music Kid. You're right about that, man. Played smart and didn't, and we'll take the punt before we take a pick. Love that. 1,000%. Yo, Rico, I'm calling it Bills Lions Super Bowl. I mean, shoot, I wish, man. We'll see. We gotta take it one game at a time. One game at a time. Pittsburgh fought us hard, but it's one game at a time. Chandler, bing, biggity, bing. I gotta give my man Chandler that. He goes, yo, let's go, Rico. Josh Allen getting hot at the right time this season. Despite the injuries, our defense remains strong, and we're doing the work on the ground. Facts. Chiefs revenge game next week at home. Go Bills. Man, that's a big one, man. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm sick of playing Kansas City every year. We play them twice a year. It's gross. I'm getting sick of it, right? So it's like, golly, man. But you know what? That's what it is. We got to do what we got to do. So let's take care of business at home against the Kansas City Chiefs. Let's send that crybaby packing. Yeah, he can cry and go have his ketchup and steak somewhere else. It ain't happening to Buffalo. That's for damn sure. Yep, my man Ing Ravens came through and showed some love. Q Trucker says, at the moment, why risk it? Why risk what? You have to give me some input on what you're trying to say. Dustin Weber. What's up, Dustin? Member for 41 months. Appreciate you, my guy. Kyer stepped up today after a shaky start. Josh Bald, Shakir play of the day. That was the dagger. Play of the day was the dagger. I mean, momentum play of the day was Kyer Elam having that interception in the end zone. Gotta give it to him. That was a huge momentum swing. Massive. But the dagger in the coffin, the one to say bye-bye, was the pass to Khalil Shakir, because that was all him. That was all him. I think Josh has got rid of it to just move it, and we're just going to move the chains. And then Khalil Shakir is like, bet, I don't get many opportunities. I'm going to take this one back to the house. This is what I love about any receiver. Any receiver that is about just taking the ball and going down after reception, it's fine. That's cool because that's your position. But give me a receiver that acts like a running back, right? When I get the ball, I'm trying to make a move, and I'm trying to make things happen. And that's exactly what our guy Khalil Shakir did. I'm all for that. Never give up on that shit, man. Mikey the Time Lord, another member for 19 months. Salute to my man, Mikey the Time Lord. He says, yo, I hope Diggs is okay. And I hope the team is locked in with KC coming to the week. I think this is okay because he obviously came back in the game. I think he got winded. I think that's what it was. When you get winded, man, that it takes you a while to recover. I remember playing rugby, and I went to make a move, and I slipped when I made the move, and my ribs were exposed, and Buddy's knees were just in the way, and I went right into his knees. I was winded. I was like, I couldn't breathe. I really couldn't breathe. And it felt like forever. So when you get winded, man, it knocks everything out of you. You just need a moment to get back, to get your shit together. But it does happen. It definitely does happen. D-Jax. What up, D-Jax? D-Jax comes in with a super chat. Texans going to upset the Ravens, I think. Bills just need to take care of business against the Chiefs, and it's go time. AFC Championship game in our house. Man. Yo, listen, man. One game at a time, motherfuckers. One game at a time. Don't get me all jacked up and thinking about all these possibilities. I don't want that just yet. Not just yet. Takeaway. Next man up. It's been that way all year. Next man up. But like my man Carl Jones says, sometimes the next man up is not as good as the man that was up, right? But in this case, it's looking like next man up in this defensive scheme is perfect. Anybody can get in it. And if you just know what your assignment is, you're going to thrive. And I think Dorian Williams has proven himself today. Coach, you can put me in, man. You can trust me. So we're about to find out next week to see how these guys all play out. Benford, obviously hurt. We'll see how that plays out in the defensive backfield. Terrell Bernard, he's likely done for the season. I can't see him coming back. They're going to say, oh, it's just a high sprain. Nah, I think he's done for the season. If you cart off, that means something's up. So unfortunate, but I'm sure he'll heal up and be right back where he needs to be. Joseph, he says, it's pronounced defines. Okay. Joseph defines. I like that you set it up before I could not mess your name up. I mean, that's your family name, so I got to say it. Joseph defines says, yo, rep the stutter step. The bomb, then bomber left up on these fascists. The several. What the heck are you saying, man? Okay, I see what you're doing. I see, I see, Joseph. I see you, man. Appreciate you. Appreciate that super chat. I had to read that first because I'm like, yo, are you going to try to troll me on that? But my man's just saluting Martin Luther King Day. So salute to Martin Luther King Day. You already know what it is, man. We ain't here and doing what we're supposed to do if not for the brothers that were kind of moving back in the 60s and going and marching for the cause at the end of the day. You know what I'm saying? I ain't here doing what I'm supposed to be doing if not for, you know what I mean? You mean these brothers that stood up and did what they need to do so we can be doing what we're doing right now. You feel me? So MLK Day, salute to that. No doubt about it. I mean, that's what my guy Pat McAfee should have said. I don't know. This brother went on a whole nother. I don't know what that brother was trying to, but anyway, didn't work. Anthony English. What's up, Anthony? Do you think the Bills have a chance with our practice squad defense? Go Bills and Allen, we trust. Please save us from a Taylor Swift bowl. I know. Josh Allen's going to have to bring his girl. And now it's going to be Taylor Swift and Stanfield. You know what I'm saying? Let's go. You know what I'm saying? Do we have a chance with a practice squad defense? No, of course not. But they're on the practice squad for a reason. Hopefully, we don't have to field the practice squad defense. But luckily, the practice squad linebacker that we brought in today has been a staple in McDermott's defense for years. I remember when we brought J.J. Klein 2 years ago, and he was starting and he was on the field. We're like, who is this bum? Get him out of here. And then he ended up catching fire, led the team with 5.5 sacks that year. So can't sleep on my guy, A.J. Klein, man. He's that dude. He knows the system. He's like Dean Marlowe. You bring guys that know your system, that know exactly what you're supposed to do and can still perform. That's big right there. Let me get in on Anthony. Also, Vaughn is the biggest waste of money. Oof. Let's get on that for a quick second. Vaughn Miller. Earlier today on the show, my man Rev was like, yo, quit wasting a space and a roster spot. Someone like, he's washed. He's done. Like, why are we doing this? And I'm sitting here going, no, I want his knowledge. I want his expertise. I want his veteran leadership. I want all of that, even though he may not get the playing time that we need, but I want all of that. And I think he's getting closer and closer to being himself. I have to remind myself that when you bust your knee in an ACL injury and you come back sooner than you're supposed to, you ain't going to be the same. You're not going to be the same. But he's fighting anyway. He's doing whatever he can. Whether he's washed, I'm up in the air. It's easy to say that he's washed, but you also understand that that brother's hurt. He's hurt, right? Or he was hurt, and he's just trying to get back into the thick of things. So is he the biggest waste of money ever? Did we overpay? We definitely did overpay. I'm not going to cap. We definitely overpaid, but we overpaid for a lot of things, for a lot of reasons, excuse me. And it's all about, at the end of the day, what it comes down to is, can he lead these young-minded defensive players, right? You got Ed Oliver that could use some of that guidance. AJ Epenesa on the other side, right? Now mix that in with a bunch of veteran guys. That's a good mix. Now, whether he plays a lot, plays a little, that's on the performance. But I'm not ready to give up on that brother yet. I'm not ready. I mean, I still like him on the field. I'll take him over Jonathan Kingsley right now, based that he's got more time under himself and he's getting better and getting cleaner with the way he's getting off the line. He's been better. The last couple of days, he's been better. Got to give it to him. Blind Man Stone with a super chat. What's up, bro? I love playoff football. I'm just happy to see the Buffalo Bills in it every year lately. And the Chiefs finally come to us. Let's fucking go. The Chiefs are coming to Buffalo, baby. That's what it comes down to, man. Bud Spa says, yo, Elam is playoff performer even in minimal snaps. Last year, clutch pick. And this year, I feel good about him even with his mistakes. I don't know yet. I'm not ready to trust Elam, because although he had that interception and he got run over like heavy by Pat Freiermuth, he didn't play so bad today. I'm looking for the PFF grades once the PFF grades come out, but he didn't have a bad game, especially coming in off the inactive list, hasn't touched the field in so long. Yo, give it to him, man. You got to give him credit. And I'm here for it. I'm here for it to give him that credit. Superland says, yo, the greatest story ever told. My man Dan Mitchell is out there, man. He's preaching the good word, man. He's talking about the greatest story ever told. We are three chapters away from completing the book. We're three chapters away from completing this book. So chapter one down, three more to go. Let's get it popping. Josh Schneider says, yo, do you think our linebackers can get the job done against KC? I think so. Because right now, what sets us apart is that we have two veteran safeties that understand this Andy Reid offense, that understand how integral Travis Kelce is to the offense. And if Rasul Douglas does come back next week, which I hope he does, it helps us in combating the likes of Rashee Rice. And that defensive front, let's not get it twisted. That defensive front that we have in Buffalo, as much as we want to talk about it, we built it for, you know, the AFC. No, we built that for that guy. We built it for number 15 on Kansas City. That's who we built that line for. So now we're all in. Leonard Floyd, AJ Epenesa, Ed Oliver, Daquan Jones back for this game. Yo, let's get this thing cracking, man. That's what we built that line for. So let's hold that little ADHD running back in Pacheco in check, because that boy running like he needs his Ritalin and needs his medicine. He's all over the place, right? Let's keep that brother in check, and let's take away what he likes best and get after him with the pass rush. It's a good matchup, man. We were built to go up against the Kansas City Chiefs, is that we're banged up in certain positions. So this is where it's going to come to. Josh Allen has to make plays. Josh Allen is going to be the one that has to make plays and lead us. That's what it's going to come down to. Rev says, I can't recall that happening in a while. Well, I hope let's keep it that way. Let's hope that it stays that way. That's exactly what the point of this whole situation is. So altogether, folks, when I'm looking at this Bills performance, and I'm looking at this performance that we put in together with the minimal starters that we add in, bro, there's so many good things that we could take away from this game. The next man up mentality stepped up today. Kyrie Elam being one of the biggest contributors today. AJ Klein, Dorian Williams, freaking David David Edwards coming in on injury. You got Cam Lewis that was able to come in and help out, right? Who else was able to? Andy Isabella showed up today. We needed him. He called. He answered the bell, right? There's a lot of guys that stepped up today that really need. Deontay Hardy with that 31-yard reception. That was huge, right? That's seven right there. I know I'm missing Sam Martin being injured and fighting through the fight and doing what he's got to do. Yo, that's eight players I just named right there. I'm probably missing another. Who else got banged up? Terrell Bernard. I didn't even say Terrell Bernard. Terrell Bernard getting out. Baylen Spector. That's 10 players that were injured today. 10 players, man. And we fought through it. And we were grit. All that good stuff. We all did that in today's game. You saw it. I ain't got to tell you anything else. You saw it for your own eyes. So now we'll start to hopefully get healthy again, get it cracking, and then we'll see how it plays out. Because I mean, look who was on the inactive list. Let me just give you an idea of what we saw on the inactive list, and you'll know for yourself what we had to battle with today. Because if you think about it, when you look at what was left, what we had to deal with, yo, that stuff wasn't easy today. Look at this. Gabe Davis, starter. Taylor Rapp, starter. We need that physicality. Tyrell Dotson. There's three starters right there. Four starters with Rasul Douglas. So four starters out, and we lost. We what? Another, what did I just say? 10 other players that were obviously affected by this. Think about it, right? You had AJ Klein that had to go in. Baylen Spector got hurt. Excuse me. Teron Johnson got hurt today. You saw Micah Hyde kind of gimped off a little bit today. Today was a day that these guys got Christian Benford. There were some guys that got banged up today, bro. But at the end of the day, we got to keep fighting. You got to keep brawling. And that we did. That we absolutely did. So I'm a hold on to that 24/7. I'm going to hold on to that. So now we just got to wait till we kind of come in and see the damage, assess the damage that's been done with the injuries, and hopefully we can get out of this as unscathed as possible. But obviously we know that Terrell Bernard is the one that when you get carted off, it doesn't tell you that he's limited. He ain't going to be. No, he's pretty much done for the season, which it was a terrible blow. So then my question becomes, if we have to put him on injured reserve, which we probably will, who are we going to get to replace him at linebacker? That's number one. That's question number one. Number two, if Sam Martin does not heal the way he's supposed to heal and it becomes worse, it's too tight and he's not able to, are we calling Matt Araiza or not? Because I'm on the phone calling Matt Araiza and say, yo, get your ass in Buffalo. We need to talk. Don't worry about all that BS that happened before. Are you prepared? Because that's exactly what I'm looking at. I'm calling Matt Araiza and saying, yo, man, my punter is down. You already know what's good. Let bygones be bygones. Are you ready to come back to Buffalo? Yay or nay? He's going to say, yo, sign me up. Let's do this, man. Let's get back to where we're supposed to be. However, I think that Sam Martin will probably be good. And I think that it'll work out. By the way, Tampa Bay is up 13-3 on the Eagles. I called this upset. Upset special of the week. Tampa, the team that went 9-8 over Philly. I told you, this Philly defense is fraudulent. They bought all those players, all that defensive front on the line, the guys they drafted, all that stuff, it ain't working. You got Baker Mayfield back to Baker Mayfield form, and he's cooking right now, probably. So shout out to Baker Mayfield. Let me just take a quick peek at the stat line. The score is 16-13. They just put up another three. 16-13. Baker Mayfield, 10 for 21-55. Jalen Hurts, 7 for 11. The guy's got a busted finger. What more do you want from this brother, man? He's got a busted finger. DeAndre Swift, 3 for 14. They ain't doing shit. Bro, you've completed 7 passes, and you don't have A.J. Brown? Nah, bro. Yo, Kansas City, yo, I mean, the Bucs need to take this one. Send these Eagles packing, bro. Send them packing. They don't deserve to be here. They don't deserve to be here, man. You'll knock them out. Knock them suckers out, man. They don't deserve to be here. So let me conclude this live show by saying this, folks. It was nice to get this dub. It was nice to get this win. We fought valiantly hard. And we overcame some injuries that could have really affected this game. And we are now headed to divisional round. We left the wild card round. We go to the division round. Right now, the Bills are 5-5 in playoffs under McDermott. They're 5-5. Let's make it 6-5 for next week. We got a whole week ahead of us. Let's make it happen. By the way, for those that are tuned in right now, do me a favor and smash that like. If you've not subscribed to the channel, subscribe to this channel. If you've not hit us up on Twitter, get it on Twitter. Get up on us on Twitter. If you've not followed us on Instagram, we are at over 120,000 followers on Instagram. Jump on Instagram, come through, come show some love. We got you. Everything Bills coverage is right there on our Bills Instagram. Our Buffalo Fanatics interest. Anything Buffalo Fanatics, hit it up. Twitter, you name it, we got you. But what a huge win today for the Bills. We enjoy this for one night. Everything's going to taste better. Even the coffee that I'm about to sip on, because I got to work tonight and I'm dead beat tired, but I don't care. We're working that overnight. But if you guys have not smashed that like, let's get this video to 1,000 likes. I mean, we just won a wild card game. So now we head into the divisional round against the hated Kansas City Chiefs, because that's the team I don't like. I don't like that team, man. There's a lot of guys I respect on that squad, don't get me wrong, but I don't like Kansas City because we play them every freaking year and I'm getting sick of it. So this is the time that we handle business. We handle them in the regular season this year. We got to handle them again. We knew that we'd play for them. We knew we'd play them again. We knew it. Here we are. So let's prove that we are the better team. Let's prove it. Let's prove it that we got the better quarterback. Let's prove that we have the MVP of the league. Let's prove it. Don't turn that ball over. And we got this. My man Rev says, yo, Pat Mahomes twisting butt coming to Buffalo. Listen, man. He went from the coldest game ever to another cold game in Buffalo. He thought he was going to have a nice one and have some warm weather. No, sir. You're gonna come to Buffalo, and we're gonna give you the business. And I think we're built and prepared to face the Kansas City Chiefs. We've seen them too many times. It's like a division game. It's gonna be close. We're a little banged up, but we got some players on this team that's gonna make a big difference. Rasul Douglas coming back is gonna be massive. Huge. Huge. So, folks, I appreciate y'all, man. You guys have been great. I have a Bleacher Report segment tomorrow. So do me a favor, hit me up on the Bleacher Report, come through. If you're not following me on Bleacher Report, listen, right here. If you look right there, that is my name on the Bleacher Report. It's pretty much the same, so y'all can follow me. I'm going to be live tomorrow. I got one segment at 10 a.m. Eastern time. It's called The Winners and Losers. I got to go through winners and losers from the NFL all together. And then I got to go winners and losers. Then I have my own the Bills pod that I'm going to do tomorrow and talk about and recap the game that we talked about today. So that being said, appreciate y'all. You guys have been amazing. You guys have been following us for a while. If you've not subscribed, do me that favor, subscribe to the channel. We're going to be busy. We got the Bleacher Report tomorrow, and then I'm coming right back at it tomorrow night. If it's not me, it's going to be my man Z-Bot, depending on how he wants to do this, or he might go Wednesday, or I might go Wednesday. One of the two is going to happen. So we'll see how it all plays out at the end of the day. If you guys enjoyed this stream and you guys have enjoyed the Buffalo Fanatics all year long, do me a favor. Smash that like. If you've not subscribed, subscribe to the channel. And if you want to continue to support Buffalo Fanatics, it's very, very simple, folks. Support BF. I mean, for y'all to support and join us. We've been at this for quite some time, and we want to continue to do all these things going forward. So we want to bring you the best content. We want to bring you the best at analysis, and also fun in between. That's how we roll here at Buffalo Fanatics. So that being said, that's my time. Enjoy yourself. If you guys have not copped your shirts, yo, listen, go ahead and cop you. Remember who we have, because the sweaters are fire. And if you guys are trying to get a large on t-shirts, go to size up. I'm just telling you, go to size up, and you'll thank me later. So until next time, folks, the Bills win 31-17. We take down the Pittsburgh Steelers. The Bills defense stood up, stood on business. The offense did what it's supposed to do. And the most importantly, zero turnovers. Let's go. Bring on the Kansas City Chiefs. We'll see you guys again next week against the Kansas City Chiefs. But we got pods along the way. Tuesday, it's going to be me. Thursday or Friday is going to be myself again. And then we got Z-Bot out there on Wednesday. We're going to figure it out, and we'll let you guys know what we're doing. So, folks, until next time, it's the Rico Report. It's the Buffalo Fanatics. And it's the Bills W. So, enjoy yourselves. Have a great night. Peace. Let's go.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.